Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Lea.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Tes. Welcome back, everyone. The daf today starts as a continuation of the end of the previous daf by the sugya of Yish, Yad, and Shemer, Lepachat Mikazayis, Lepachat Mikapoil. So we have to start over there. Mar brings on the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Rav holds that Ein Yad Lepachos Mikazayis, Ein Shemer Lepachos Mikapoil, and Rabbi Yechanan says Yesh Yad Lepachos Mikazayis, Yesh Shemer Lepachos Mikapoil. So it's before that, before in Rav, you need a certain shear in order to be a Yad and a Shemer, and Yad needs that the Oichel should have a bigger shear than the Shemer. Shemer, it's enough that the Oichel is smaller. Even a Poel, it's already enough to have a Shemer. But a Yad means that the Oichel should be a Kezayis. That is the opinion of Rav. And Rabbi Yechanan holds that Rabbi Yechanan holds a smaller shear. But as Rashi says, even Rabbi Yechanan holds that a Yad needs at least a Kepoel. But a Shemer is even for Kol Shehu. So both Rav and Rabbi Yechanan agree of the same Tzuras Advarim. That it's, that a Yad needs, the Eichel should have a bigger shear in order to be a Yad than a Shemer. The question is, where is to draw the line? Rav says Shemer b'kepoil and Yad b'kezayis, and Rabbi Yechanan says that Shemer b'kolshu and Yad b'kepoil. So a lot of the sugi here needs explanation. What's the svaras of Rav and Rabbi Yechanan? Why does everyone agree that it's harder to be a Yad than it is to be a Shemer? Chazon Ish, in Uksin, in Simon Aleph of Katan Beis, points out two interesting things that we see about this machlekes. First, the Chazon Ish points out that from the Hemshech HaSugi here and of Kuf Yud Tes, it's mavur that when you have a shomer for Tumah Chamura, for Mace, then, or Nevela, then it's Otolei Nigdarim of Shomer, not Otolei Nigdarim of Yad. Even though a shomer of Tumah Chamura has the same din as a Yad, there's no nafkamina ledina between a Yad for Tumah Chamura and a Shemer for Tumah Chamura. Both of them are not mitztaref, but they're machnas and moitzi. And yet, legabi the din of the size of the Tumah, there's a difference between a Yad and a Shemer. It's only a Yad when it's a bigger shear, l'rav, because Ayas or Yechon and b'kapoil. The Shemkin Shemer is enough with a smaller shear. We see that the distinction between Yad and Shemer is not because of the amount of tumah, but in what job they do. Does it play the role of a yad? Does it play the role of a shemer? So another minute, we'll try to understand this. But just to point out another thing that the Chazon Ish says in the sugya. Chazon Ish asks that the whole Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Mara was asked, why do we need a pasuk for shemer? Why can we not learn it out of yad? Says the Gemara, that must be that the Shemer is going to tell me a new din, tell me that it's mitzaref. That's Tosefes Chiddush and Shemer that I did not learn out of Yad. Ask the Chazon Ish, mechideisi to be able to learn out that Shemer is mitzaref. Maybe we need the pasuk of Shemer to tell me that Shemer works even with a smaller shear. Both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan agree to that. The Shemer works with a smaller shear. So maybe the Chiddush of the extra pasuk is in this point itself. The Shemer works with a smaller shear. Says the Chazon Ish, that is Muchach, that even if we would have learned out Shemer from a Kal V'Chomer from Yad, still they would have different shiurim. Again, even if Shemer would not have its own pasuk, and Shemer would not be mitzaref, still they would have different shiurim, that the Yad is only when there's a bigger shear, and the Shemer is even when there's a smaller shear. So again, this drives home the point of the first R of the Chazon Ish, that the distinction in our sugi between Yad and Shemer is not because of their dinim, it's not because they have different yalfusas, it's all because of the role that they play. If the role that you're playing is that of a Shemer, then it's a smaller, then you, the Eichel needs a smaller shear, Shemer and Yad, the Eichel needs a bigger shear. So what's the pshat in this? In the whole sugi here. So I want to make one akdama, chashiv akdama, is that even though the Yad and the Shemer, the reason they're machnas and mitzi or mitzaref, is because they play a role with the food, they're lechol tzarcheichem, or they become a chelik of the food. there's another tonight that we need for the Ishrafim to be a Yad or a Shomer. And that is that the Yad and the Shomer have to be considered a chelek of the Oichal, of the Tumah. Even if it's not an entire chelek where it could be mitzarif, but to a certain degree we have to look at them as being Mesha Shaykh and being a chelek of the Oichal itself. So before, like this in the Gemara later on, the Gemara of Kuf, Chaf, Zayin, Amid Beis, the Gemara talks about a case when the Aver of the Behemah is Metame, meaning the Aver Minachai. Can the whole Behemah be considered a Yad for the Aver? Is the Behemah Nasa Yad Le'Aver or Loi Nasa Yad Le'Aver? The Gemara doesn't speak out what the Tzad is. What the Tzad, why not? Right, if it works as a Yad, so use it as a Yad. Why, what's the problem of a Behemah being a Yad for the Aver? It's clear that the Gemara means this Nakuda. That the idea of a Yad is that it's bottle. And it has a chelek of the oichel. So here in this case, when the behemavad is much more chashiv than the aver, so that's where the Gemara has a suffix, whether the behema can be a yad for the aver. That's one place we see this is so clearly that the yad has to be a chelek of the oichel, has to be brought to the oichel. So nearly that's also the side of our sugya. Avada yad is mishame shemaisa yad, however big the oichel is. And a shomer does its job of being a shomer, however big the eichel is. These things are not totally in the size of the eichel. But the Gemara is dealing with this other nekuda, which is that the yad and the shomer have to be considered a chelik of the eichel. So maybe there's a svara to say that only an eichel that's choshuv could have other things that become part of it. An eichel that anyway is irrelevant. So it's other things can become tafel to it. All things that are chashiv have other things that become attached to it. That's the you say to the sugya why you should need certain chashivs in the oichel in order that it should have a yad or a shomer. So what's the difference between yad and shomer? Why does yad need that the food should have a bigger shear than that of shomer? Another the pshat is that the yad is something which is the chol tzarchichem. Yad is the tzarich of the person. I need a yad to help me hold on to the food. The food itself does not need the yad. The shomer, however, is different. The shomer is helping the food itself. So mela, it goes like this, that when something is serving the food itself, the function is for the food, so it's easier to be mispatel to the food. Because it's the function, it's necessary for the food itself, for the keem of the food, it needs its shomer. So mela, a shomer works on something even in a smaller shear. Because it has an easier siba to be bottled to the food than by a yad. The yad is working on the chol tzarchechem. It's a tzarch of the person. So only when the oichel is very chashiv can it also get a yad, which is not needed for the food itself, only for the person that uses the food. That's after the beer of the chilek between the yad and the shomer. A koponim, it's before the haris of the Chazon Ish points out. That even a shomer for tumah chamura is telling dinei shomer, not telling dinei yat. And the reason is that the sugya here is not telling in the nafkaminas of mitzarif, not mitzarif. The chilim between yat and shomer is what role does it play? And the shomer, which is the function of the food itself, so it's bottled to the food, even if this food is smaller. So maybe also by tumah chamura the same thing. The shomer is being shomer on the tumah. So it can become batal even if the tumah is a smaller shear. And mail also the other nekuda of the Chazon Ish that even if shomer is learned out of the kal v'chomer of yadis and has same dinim as yadis, but because lemaisa it's a shomer, it's functioning as a shomer, so it works even though the food has a smaller shear. That's the hardy side of the sugya by us. And again, as we mentioned and before in the sugya, that a shomer for tumah chamura has dinim of shomer, not the dinim of yad. However, the Teis HaRosh later on in the Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis is Mechadish at the Tana. There's a Tana there in the Braisa that argues on the Sugya Bayas, argues on the Tanoim Bayas, and holds that a Shomer for Tumah Chamura has the same dinim as a Yad and not as a Shomer. And therefore, according to Rav, the Shir is Bekezais. So now, out of that, not like our Sugya, like we said, but that's the dinim of that Tana over there. That's before in the Teis HaRosh. And Cain, we have a machlokes tanoim in this svara that is a shomer for tumah chamura, dinoi kishomer, and it's enough with a pil, or dinner kiyad and needs a kezayis. So we were until now master of the man d'amar that holds that it's kepoil. But what's shot in the man d'amar that holds that it's kezayis? So it seems that this man d'amar holds that it's not telling him whether it does a maisi yad or does a maisi shomer, but what's the gedder of how much it became a chilek of the oicha. A shomer for tumas oichlin, which is mitzarif, so that's considered mamish a chilek of the oicha. The oichel shabai, which is what we needed, which the din oichel shabai, was what we're dining on, and that it became entirely a chilek of the oichel. That's why it's mitzarif. A shengin is a shomer for tumah chamura, even though it acts as a shomer, but doesn't mamish become a chilek of the nevela? All right, that's not mitzarif. Not be nevela, we need benivlosa. We need dafka the nevela itself. And this shomer doesn't become a chilek of it. So it says the Rosh held that the nekuda in the sugi here is not whether it does a maisi yad or does a maisi shomer, but how much did it become a chilek of it? A shomer for oichlin, it became a chilek mamish. So it doesn't matter the size of the oichel; it could always be considered a chilek of the oichel. A shein kein, a shomer of tumachamura or a yad, which you never look at them as mamish a chilek of the oichel. And only when the oichel, when something is choshev, it has a kezayis. Only then it could be misbachel to it. Just to point out, we've been saying over that both Rav and Rabbi Yechanon are more machmir by shomer than they are by yad. That it's easier to become a shomer for something than it is for it to become a yad. For a shomer, there's a smaller shear. Some machlokes is about what shear that is. And our proof was from the fact that Rabbi Yechanon holds that a yad needs a kepoil and a shomer is a kosher. So that other Rechon holds that the Yad needs a kapoil is only Mefurshin Rashi. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says that no, that Rabbi Yechanan was just, the Lashon of Rabbi Yechanan was just Agav the Lashon of Rav. Rav said that Yesh Yad Pachos Mik, Ein Yad Pachos Mikazayas, Ein Shem Pachos Mikapoil. So Rabbi Yechanan, that Yesh Yad Pachos Mikazayas. But really Rabbi Yechanan holds that there's no Shir Bechlal, and even Yesh Yad Pachos Mikapoil. So, if either Ramban, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we don't find any chumrah in Shemir over Yad. Both of them are the same; they have a kosher. But still, what we said earlier is definitely is necessary to explain Rav that Rav makes a chilik between Shemir and Yad. The Ramban also lemaisa b'teich advarim, he explains where is all of these shiurim learned from. Normally, every shiur is either lachumash mi'sinai or turned out of a pasuk. So, where is it learned from? So a man says that the Rav holds that in Yad the pachos mikazayis is because there's only Yad for a sheer tumah, and kazayis is a sheer tumah. Hashem kein shomer learned out of the pasuk of zera zerua, and that's and Rav's maimed that be gadol shabizroyim the hainu poil, and that's how we got that Yad needs a kazayis and shomer needs a poil. And Rabbi Yochanan argues with all the drushes of Rav. And he is Mekoyver Bakol, and all these Mekoyveres, and Meir Yechanan knows that everything is Bakol Shu. That's the Divya Ramban. What the Ramban means is the Shir Tumas Bikizayas, Rabbi Tumas Oichlin, the Shir is Bikibetza. Ramban means for Nevela, the Nevela is Matami Bikizayas, and Meir Raz said that Ein Yad, the Pachos Mikizayas. The Rashba brings the Ramban, and the Gufa argues on this point, says the Rashba that why, how did Rav decide that the shear is a kezayis? Maybe the shear is a kebetz, so like tumas eichlin, a bigger shear. Maybe the shear is a smaller shear, like adosha, like for tumas shrotzim. How did Rav take out a middle shear of kezayis? And also the Rashi says, hemshech hasugi is anashon like the Ramban. So we have a machlokes here that the Ramban is a shita yechida. According to Rabbi Yochanan, yesh, yad, even the pachos make a poil, yesh ad kolshu. Rashi and the Rashi, another Rishonim hold, you know, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that even Rabbi Yechanan agrees with a shir bayar, and that is the kepoil. Another ha'ara here is in Rashi and Kufi Yudhatsim and Vez, Ibn Maschel, Ein Yad, the Pachos Mikazayas. Rashi is valid by Akasha. The shir of Tumas Eichlin is always a kebetza. So, the yad is for a kezayis, what's an afgamina bichlal? How you need a kebetz in order to be makabel tumah? That's Rashi's question. Rashi's answer is that this food is touching other food. in the final cheshbon, you have a kibetz of food that's touching each other, but the yad is only a yad for a kizayis, or a pachas mikizayis. And that we need the memory of Rav, that ain't yad the pachas mikizayis. So the food lemaitse is considered a kibetza because it's touching other food. So a couple of chashu nakudas in this Rashi. Firstly, lemaitse, the opinion of Rashi, many, many places, in Pesachim, Neflam, and Gimel, and Beis, and many other places, is that we find the shear of kibetza by Tumas Eichlin, it's only the tami achirim. But lekabel tumah biatzmai, that is with the kolshu. Even midoraisa, Eichlin makabel tumah bekolshu. That's the opinion of Rashi. Tosfos there argues. Tosfos says that no, that midoraisa, just like Eichlin is not mitami achirim unless it has a kibetza, also it itself is not mekabel tumah unless it has a kibetza. Now that we find in certain places that it's mekabel tumah in less than a kibetza, says Tosfos, that's an idrapon. But the opinion of Rashi is that to be mekabel tumas oichlin is enough with kolshu. Midaraisa. Imkain, Rashi here is tzorichiyun. What was bothering Rashi? Harei bishlam lefi Tosfos, the shir of kabbalas tumas bekibetza. So we understand the problem in pshat. That here lemaisa, if you have the yadis for a kizayis, anyway you need a beitza for kabbalas tumas. The Firashi itself, the Gemara is very simple. The Oichel is Mekabel Tumah Kol Shehu. And now even even for the Dinyad, you need a Kezayis, or even less than a Kezayis is good. Everything is straightforward. Why does Rashi make problems? So the Maitz of Taisa Zerim Sochim says that Rashi Chazar Boy. Rashi Mesechas Chulin Chazar Boy. And Rashi holds that you need a Kebetza for Kabbalas Tumas Oichlin. But there's another point here in Rashi. Rashi the Maitza here holds that you need a kibetza. So what did Rashi say? That the yad is a yad for a kizayis, and this kizayis is touching another kizayis, and that's how we have the shir of a kibetza. Taisus here in the Ramban, Tamei and Rashi from Mishnayis and Gemaras in many places, that mehur that two oichlin that are touching one another, when tumah touches chelik A of the oichel, then it's not kilu the tumah touched chelik B. Tumah only touch on chilek A and not on chilek B. Avada A could be mitami B. If A was mekabel tumah, A was a kibetza, and A could be mekabel tumah, then it would also be mitami B. But if A was a rishon, then B will be a sheni, and if A is a sheni, then B will be a shlishi. But the fact that the sheretz touches A and A is touching B doesn't mean the sheretz is mitami B. In Cain, what's Pshat and Rashi here? The mice, we need a kibetza for kabbalas tumah, and the sheretz only touched the yad of A, which is less than a kibetza. So why does it help that A was touching B, and between both of them they have a kibetza? I mean, there's no kabbalas tumah here. A itself is less than a kibetza, so there's not a kabbal tumah. That's a very big question in Rashi. So the Lev Aryeh says, Pshat in Rashi. The Vada Rashi agrees that the sheretz is not kilu to touch B. Sheretz only means to touch A and not touch B. So in Cain, what does it help the fact that they're touching? Says the Lev Aryeh that for the shear of kibetza, for kabbalas tumah, it's not the pshat that we need that a kibetza should be mekabel tumah. No. We do not need that a beitza should be mekabel tumah, that at the end of the day the beitza should be tumah. That's not what we're looking for. The Indian of the shear of kabbalas of a kibetza is the chashivas in the oichel. The oichel that the sheretz touched has to be considered an oichel of a kibetza. So for that, it's enough with negia. It's enough that the sheretz touched A and A is touching B. So the fact that A touches B says that A has a chashivas of a kibetza. Because it has a negia with B and together they're a kibetza, that gives it a chashivas of a kibetza. But the tumah itself, only be chal on the part that the sheretz touched. And the fact that A is touching B is not enough of a chibur to make them one, to that also be the mekabel tumah from the sheretz. After the Lev Aryeh says Pshat and Rashi, he brings that the stimus mishnah and me'ila and daf yudzayin is mashma that way. The mishnah says kol ha'eichlin mitzdarfin lekebetza l'gad l'tumas ha'eichlin. The mishnah does not say that you have to make them into one eichel. Sure, if you take two cakes and you put them back into the food processor and you make them another, one bigger cake, then for sure they're metame together. That's not a chiddush, they're mitzaref. The chiddush of their mitzaref is that even though they are separate and they're only touching each other, that's enough to say the mitzaref for kabbalas tumas eichlin. So this is cited in Mavur Lehedya, in the Taisus Rid, in Beitzid Aflam and Hey, and in Chayigad Afchafim and Beis, that he says that the two eichlin that are touching each other are mitzaref to be mashlin the kabbetsu for kabbalas tuma, but they're not mitzaref to be one eichel, akhtekach, and if a shard touches one, kilu touch the other. So this sheet is mefurish in the Rishonim, and that's near Madvarim, that is also the opinion of Rashi by us. Just to point out that even according to these Rishonim that hold of this Yesod, that a Beitz is enough for Kabbalah's Tumah, even if the whole thing is on the Kabbalah Tumah, that's only the Gabi Kabbalah's Tumah. But the Gabi Letami Achirim, mefurish in the mission in the first paragraph of Tyrus, you need a Kabbetza of Tumah in order to be Tami Achirim. There it's not enough that the oichel is a chashava oichel of a kibetza, but rather only tuma, b'shir kibetza, can be given over. So there we need the whole kibetza should actually be tameh, in order that it should be mitameh further on. So Taisus Lamaitza argues on Rashi, as we said. Taisus gives a different shot in the Gemara. How do we have that the yad is a yad for kezayis? Alright, we need a kibetza for kabbalas tuma seichlim. The answer is Taisus said you have a food that's all attached. Not with Nagia Bialma, but it's one attached. You have a chala, which is a kibetza. But sometimes the chala is not so, it's starting to fall apart. And you pick up one side, the other side will fall off. So that Taisus says, I have a yad for a chilek of it. But the yad, when I actually will use my yad and pick up the chala with this yad, the other side will fall off. So, as of right now, it's still considered a chibur, and it's considered a kabbalas tuma of a kibetza. But the yad only functions as a yad of the thing that will come with it when you pick it up. So the yad is only doing a maitza yad for a kezayis and not for the whole kibetza. Ad kan divrei ha-Taisus. Yehidushi Aran brings down the Tarech of Taisus. The Ran learns from this halakha l'maitza, it's negeh to us. Says the Ran, and mikan mashma, and the people that cut the challah before they make hamotzeh on Shabbos, says the Ran, be careful not to cut it too much. To cut it so much that akatekach, when you pick up one side, the other side will fall off. That is not considered a chibur. Just like the gabe yad is not considered a chibur. Also the gabe lechem shalem of hamotzeh, it's also not considered a chibur. In order to be entirely mechubur, it has to be that you could pick up one side and the other side does not fall off. So the Ran says, make sure that be careful not to be too zealous about your cutting. Another point here, the Gemara here on Kuf Yutes brings the Machlokes of Yechonon and Reb Chanina. If there's a shear or not, Yechonon says ain't a shear, and Reb Chanina holds that zeu shiuroi. So Peshuta means that Reb Chanina holds like Rav. That you need a poil, and Rechem the Shitatsa holds that there's no poil. It's a little harder than more earlier when brought down the Machlekes. Rav and Rabbi Yechanan did not bring down that Rav Chanina also holds a graph. That's the harder the Pashu Shav in the sugya. However, the Rambam Parakeif Tumas Oichlin Halacha Gimel passing like Rabbi Yechanan that Yesh Shemir Lepachos Mika Poil. However, in Halacha Tes Zayin, by Kulis, Rambam says, you need a kapoil. Lashon Rambam, Kulia shehoya leha basar, afilu kapoil, greater is kulu latuma. Lashon Rambam, you need dafka kapoil, and have less than a poil. So, it seems the Rambam learned that it's two different sugyas. The earlier was Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, and had the Rambam pass on Rabbi Yechanan, that yesh shemir lepachos mika poil. But this is a new machlekes of Rav Chanina and Rav Yechanan. And I mentioned in this sugi earlier, machlekes about kulis. And here Rav Yechanina holds that you need a kapoil, and then I'm here passing like Rav Chanina. There, Yishmak, two different sugyas, and the halacha can change. What's talking to Pshato? Maishna kulis from every other shaymer. So the Orsameach in Chidushim Alashas, Chidushim Mir Simcha Alashas explains that we find that Yeh Shaymer Lepachas Mikapoil is only when the shomer is keneged the oichel. Is at the same place as the oichel is. Shenkin by kulis, when it's far away from the oichel, then we hold that ein shomer lepachos mikapoil. I can differ from Meir Simcha. Kedasher explained this chilek of Meir Simcha based on what we said earlier in the shir, that the ikar vart of the shurim in our sugya. The reason you need a shir is because only an oichel chashuv needs, is shaykh that it should be bottled to it. Yad, a shomer, each one can feed darkai, but only when the oichel is chashuv can things be bottled to it. So, the neila, when the oichel is here and the shomer is keneged the oichel, so the shomer is, it's much easier for it to be misbatel. Because it's directly being mishamish the oichel. So then the oichel does not need any shear in order that the shomer should be bottled to it. Masha'in kain. When it's the shomer is far away from the oichel, then only when the oichel is chashuv, that it's a kapoil, can something be bottled to it. But when it's a kolshu, and the shomer is not right there on the oichel, and it can't be, then it can't be bottled to the oichel unless the oichel has a chashivas of a shear of a kapoil. We now come to the Gemara Amud Beis. The Gemara is a suffix. Shnei shomer in ma'ushe itzarfu. Can two shomer be mitzarif to be mashed on the shear? So the machlokes Rashi Tais, what the case is talking about. Tais says that the case is that the person cut the shomer in half. You have or on a piece of meat, and the R he cut in half, and the basar is still attached. So now each piece of R is only shomer half of the basar. That's the topic of the Gemara. Can the true shomer be mitzarif? Taisis l'shitasim from we mentioned earlier in this year. Taisis in the bottom of kufyut chasim and base. Taisis holds that if the oichel was cut in half, then the oichel is not mitzarif. There's no chibur b'chla between the oichel once it's cut in half. Even if it's touching, Taisis brings rayas that touching is not enough. So Teis Mela says that the oichel is still intact, it's still mamish mechuber, just the shomer was cut in half. That's the opinion of Teis. Also, the Rambam learns this way. The Rambam in Parakei of Tumas Oichel in Halacha Gimel says the Rambam shomer shel chilkoi einam mitzarif im oichel. The shomer was split up. It's not mitzarif with the oichel. The oichel was not yet split up. The oichel is intact. The shomer was split up, and therefore it's not mitzarif with the oichel. However, Rashi learns not this way. Rashi the Maskel Shomer says, "Going oichel kebeitza v'shomer olav v'chilkoi." Rashi says the oichel is a kebeitza and the shomer is on it, and you cut it. Rashi said you cut the food also. Mashman Rashi that if you only would cut the shomer in half and not the oichel in half, then it's pasha that it would be mitzarif. The subject of the Gemara is only when the oichel was also cut up. But in the case that Taisus brings, Taisus learns what the Gemara is talking about, that only the shomer is cut in half, but the oichel is still intact. It's mashman Rashi that in that case it's vade mitzarif. And vade tzarich bir. Hari, the Gemara says the chisorin is because hai loy megin ahai, the hai loy megin ahai. Being that the suffix of the Gemara, then that would equally apply to a case when just the shomer is cut in half, and even if the oichel is not cut in half, because Lameis the Shemer has got an F. So also, Hailoi Megin Ahai, Vahailoi Megin Ahai. That needs explanation. Another point here about Rashi is the Rashash. He says that it's Mashman Rashi. The whole need under the Gemara is only for the Tzirif of Mitzarif, both of the Shemrim. But everyone agrees that one of the Shemrim is Mitzarif. Mitzarif, one of the Shemrim, to the whole Eichel. But for both of the Mitzarif and that, there's a problem of Hailoi Megin Ahai, Vahailoi Megin Ahai. Says the Rashash, and also it's Meduk in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Shnei Shemrim Ma'ushe Itzarfu. It's Ma'ushe, the Nidan's only about both of them. But one of them, a Shemr that's cut in half, one of the Shemrim Kavada could be Mitzarf. But the Rashash and Medak, the Taiz argues on this, that Taiz holds that the subject of the Gemara is even about one of the two Shemrim, if it could be Mitzarif. But he says that in Rashi's Mashma, the question is only both of them being Mitzarif. It's not clear exactly which Rashi the Rashash is referring to, that he saw this in. That the question is whether both of them could be mitzarif. So someone wants to say that it's referring to the Rashi earlier on. And Kuf Yud Chesu Medbeis, Divim Rasul V'chein Ein Shomer. Rashi says that the need by Shomer Pachas Mikapoil is that the Shomer is only on a chelik of the Eichel. And the Eichel is touching other Eichel. But most of the Shomer is not being Shomer in the whole Eichel. And yet it could be mitzarif. No problem, the Gemara there is Pachas Mikapoil. But if one of your problems this year, it could be mitzarif. Before that, you don't need a shemer on the whole eichel. Chazanish, however, in Uksin, Simin Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel, Chazanish says that divrei harashash eino muvanim. The Rashash is not understandable. What does the Chazanish mean? Because the problem in the Gemara by us is that a highway making a high, a highway making a high. Being that that's the problem, there's no difference, or there's no reason why one of them should be mitzarif. For the same reason that both of them are not mitzarif, because Shemer A is not being Shemer on the food on side B, and Shemer B is not being Shemer on the food on side A, so then even just a Shemer on half of the food also shouldn't be mitzarif. Because the Maaseh is lay making a high. Another point here, that are in the Gemara, is that it's mashing the Gemara, the whole question is lagabe tziruf. Can both shemer be mitzarif? But if the oichel has a shir kibetza, and just the nidin is lahachnes or lahaiti tuma, then avada the shemer can work. Avada each shemer can do that. The svar of the Gemara is that hailoi megin a high, the hailoi megin a high, then even lahachnes or lahaiti shouldn't do it. It shouldn't work. It's not being a shemer. And the need in the Gemara is that when you split up the shemer, it's not a shemer b'chlal. So in Cain, then it's partial that if there's just one, it should not be mitzarif. And the Rashash says that if you Rashi, one is yeh mitzarif. And also, it shouldn't work in the hachnas ulahaitzi. And it's mashin in the Gemara that it does work in the hachnas ulahaitzi. So it's mashin in the Gemara here, these questions, that even though it's not being, the shemer is not being shemer the whole food, it's enough that it's shemer, it's chelek. So it's doing its job. That gives it a terah shemer. To be machnes and maitzi, as long as it's doing its job, it's like our miyad, as long as it's doing its proper job and where it is, then it can work for that. But the problem in the Gemara is a problem of to be mashem the shir. That's the nidon over here. To be mashem the shir, that has to be tuffel to the oichel, because we've spoken about that shemer is different than yad, and that a shemer comes a chelik of the oichel itself. So in order to be tuffel to the oichel, then it has to be shemer the whole oichel. I comment that the whole oichel is not nishmar al yaday, then it can't be a shomer. Then it can't be a shomer in the way that it becomes a chelik of the food. It can still be a shomer which is loigara miyad. The maizik is doing a job. It's a lechot tzarchechem on where it's being shomer. But in order to become a chelik of the food, and that it has to be entirely being shomer the whole food. The whole food is nishmar aday the shomer. So the opinion of Taisus is that on the tzar, that shnei shomer na mitzarif, then even a shemer and half is not mitzarif, because both of them together are not each one. We can't look at it being a shemer. So maybe neither of them have a Torah shemer in that they should be tuffel to the food. They could still be machnes umaitzi, but they can't be tuffel and bottle to the food. So the fizah, we could understand the opinion of Rashi that we started with before the Rashash is chiddush. The Rashi is mashing the whole nidun of the Gemara is only when you cut the oichel in half. If you'd only cut the shemer in half, then Rashi that avad it's mitzarif. The pshat is, the Rashi holds that it's enough that it does a shmir in its part to give it a teriyah shemer. It doesn't need to be shemer the whole food. The need in the Gemara was that I can't look at shemer A as a chelik of oichel B. If shemer A is disconnected from shemer B, the oichel itself is choluk. So a shemer A is only being shemer on oichel A. It's not connected. It's not shaykh and tofel to oichel B b'chlau. That was an Eden in the Gemara. Neila, but Akama the Oichel is Mitzuraf. So it's enough that each Shemer is being Shemer in its part, say that it's Tuffel. It can become a Chelik of the entire Oichel. Hare, it's being Shemer a part of the Oichel. That's enough to be Makbala to the whole Oichel. But when the Oichel is split in half, so Shemer A is disconnected from Oichel B, then there can't be any Tziruf. Actually, you can also go in this Mahalach to Miyashid the Rashash. That's a little more difficult. But just to summarize what we saw here in Nikar Eden in the Gemara is, you have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Two machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. One is what the case of the Gemara is. Tosfos says you only split up the shomer, but you didn't split up the food. Rashi says you did split up the food. Tosfos argues on Rashi because Tosfos says that if you split up the food, then there's no tziruf in the food bichlal. And that's what she taught him from earlier on, as we said earlier in this year. And it's mashed that Rashi also argues on Tosfos. Rashi holds that if you did not split up the food, then about it is mitzuruf. Another machlokes the Rashash says is that Tosfos holds that the nidan of the Gemara, that even one of them cannot be mitzuraf. Rashi holds that one of them could be mitzuraf. And the problem is only for both of them to be mitzuraf. Another point here in the Gemara, when the Gemara has the kash from chitin bikli pasan, so says Rashi, d'rasol chitin, amra chitin im shimrei mitzarfin lekabeitza, amra shnei shimrei mitzarfin, hoidin lo'ach ishechilka. Rashi concludes, V'achanam yavi moti l'tshrutzei very shiny, elatei rutzei d'chiko. Mark could have said another answer, like we said in Oman Aleph, and very shiny, but that's a teretz dochok, so therefore the Gemara does not want to say that. So the Achreinim, the Rashash, and the Chassam Sefer, Chazanish, they're tamei on Rashi. There's no dinyan b'chlal between the Gemara by us and the Gemara in Oman Aleph. Gemara by Oman Aleph was an idun in shiurim. That you need a certain chashivus of a shir to have a diyad or to have a shomer. So the Gemara says that beria is shiny. That beria, even though it's small, but because of its chashivus of being a beria, it's chashiv like a davar sheish bo shir. V'harei kaimalon, that a beria doesn't need a shir. Gemara earlier on, and daf tzarivav, that even though normally you need to eat a kezayis, but by a beria, you don't need to eat a kezayis, daf tzarivav, and daf kufbez, many Gemaras, that beria is a chashivus, that you're chayiv on it, even though it doesn't have a shear. So that's the study of the Gemara in Oman Aleph. That a beria, even though it's lacking in the shear, it's kilu it has a shear, because it has the chashivus. But by us, the problem was that hailo megan a high, the hailo megan a high. It's a problem in the shomer. What is that the beria is shiny? Why is the chashivus of the oichel going to say as far as there should be a shomer? The Emes in the Shita Mekubetzes on the side of the Gemara here, in Ois Veiz, says that in the Ksav Yad of Rashi, this part is left out. This does not exist in the Ksav Yad. This end of the Rashi. But the Fi argues in Rashi that Rashi does say this, Vadet Sarach Bir. So the Chassam Sefer explains that Rashi was on it to say very fascinating Kiddush. It looks like we know that a Beria doesn't need a Shear for Isser. Like the Gemara Tukoda and Daf Tzadivov and Daf Kuf Beis. The person eats a Beria, however small it is Chayiv. We could say the same thing in Lagabi Tumah. That also tumah, even though normally there's a shear of a kavetza, but a beria does not need a shear of a kavetza because it's chashuv, so it's a davar shalem, so it doesn't need a kavetza for kabbalas tumah. The meila, you don't have the problem of the tzir of the shomer because the shomer doesn't need to be mitzdarif over here. Well, only when you have an oichel which is not a beria, then we need the shomer to be mitzdarif. But here where it's a beria, so we don't need the tzir of the shomer. That's the pshat that he says in Rashi. He says that the doichik that Rashi is referring to is that it's a doichik to say this chiddush that an oichel is takim etamit mekabel tumah bekol shehu. When it's a beria, it's a very fascinating chiddush that we don't find anywhere in the Gemara. So the Gemara could have said this chiddush. The Gemara held out as a doichak to this chiddush to say that an oichel is etamit mekabel tumah bekol shehu. Ad kan divrei Chassam Sefer. He didn't understand. According to the Chassam Sefer, is that if Lamaisa, a beria is mekabel tumah bekol shehu, then how do we bechlal learn out at the beginning of the perek that a shomer is mitzdarif to the shear of kabbalah tumah eichlin from this pasuk? The pasuk is referring to something which is a beria. If that is the case, then we don't need a tziruf bechlal. We don't need any more shear. The eichel itself is a beria. It's mekabel tumah bekol shehu. So it's hard sarachi and rav on the Chassam Sefer. How does one say pshat and Rashi that a beria is mekabel tumah bekol shehu? Then in Cain we don't need we have no the afusa always that a shomer is mitzaref for this year. I don't have a yisha for the Chassam Sefer. For the Ikar Dibei Rashi, the Rashi says we could say beriam. So lefi the yisayd we said in Ikar Asugya that the problem in the Gemara is not in the actual maisa shmira. It's not doing a good maisa shmira. That the problem is that we can't be matvil shomer A to oichel B if shomer A is not being shomer oichel B. The problem in the tefillos. In Megain Rashi says there's a svara that a beria is a chashivus. Just like we see in Amar Aleph, that something that's smaller than a poil doesn't warrant that a shomer should be tovel to it. But if it's a beria, it's so chashiv, so it does warrant a shomer. So also over here, the problem that shomer A is not watching an oichel B is only because it's hard to be matvil a shomer to the oichel. So in order that the oichel should have chashivus, that it should have a shomer, is only something with shomer directly. An oichel is not chashiv enough that a shomer that doesn't have direct shmir on it should be tafel to it. That's only by a regular oichel. Hashaking by a beria, which is chashiv, even though the shomer is not washing it directly, it could still be tafel to it. And that's what Rashi learned from the sugya Amar Aleph. Now that should be Mahalik and Rashi. Peter, you say that we want that to say in the sugya. We now come to the Machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish, whether a Nima is a Yad or not a Yad. So Gemara says that even if you Reish Lakish, that a Nima is not a Yad, but Nima Bein HaNimin is considered a Yad. So it's interesting. Lamaisa, each nima is by itself is not considered a yad. But betir of kulam, it becomes a yad. Here the pshat is that because all of them together are doing a maisa yad, so mele that gives chashivas to each nima to be a chilek of the yad. Just like when you have a yad for an oichel, if you would cut it off into many different parts, each part itself will not do the job. You need the tirv of all of them. But because all of them are attached, so you have one big yad. So do the same thing over here. Even though lemaisa, each nima itself is not considered a yad, but because together they're doing a maisa yad, that gives chashivas to each one. The Gemara asks on Reish Lakish from Saira, that why is Saira machnas umayiti tumma? My love mishum yad, no, loy mishum shomer. Ask the Gemara, umbiyike shomer agabi shomer, chilchulei mechalchel. Because the Saira goes down, therefore it's considered a shomer. In that place, there's no R, and therefore it's considered a shomer, and then the Gemara goes asking that from tefillin. So b'pshutai mevur here, that this, because there's a hole over there, so the or is not being shomer, and the sar is being shomer. And at this point, the only thing that's the shomer is the sar. That's the pashim shat. However, the Meiri says that ha'or v'asar is same shomer echad. Shemakom sheish nekev ba'or asar mali asan nekovin. That's not the pshat that the sar is the independent shomer over here on this hole. It's that the sar works together with the or, and together they form one shomer. Also, it's before the Lashon HaRambam, this way, the Rambam Perek Aleph, Sharov Satuma Halach Yir Aleph, says the Rambam, She'or b'sairoi shomer la'basar. The or together with its sar is a shomer to the basar, and therefore also the sar is considered a shomer. It seems to be pshat over here that avada, the sar itself, we don't look at it as being a shomer. Alright, the Gemara is before in Hemshech that this hole is so small that the Diyoy Oivarlov, it's come on not recognizable, this hole. So an R is considered a shamer even without Cyrus inside. Because the R does a good job of being shamer. And the holes are very small. The Cyrus are, it's a Cephas on the shmir of the R. It's not the pshat that like the Gemara before, it's Shnei Shamerin, and this is shamer on this, and that's shamer on that. Avada not. Avada the Iker Shmira here is the R. Just the Cyrus, are a good addition, supplement to the shmir of the or, that the or is not only shomer, but even in the small holes, you have an added layer of shmir over there. It's not, as the Gemara says, it's not shomer agabe shomer. At that point, lemaisa, only the sar is being shomer. But focusing on the sar itself, we couldn't make a shomer. But the sar is able to be mitzarif to the shmir of the or. That's mashma and the Rambam and the Meiri. Shmack Lefi Zed, the Gemara says later on, Daf Kuf Chof, if you want Lashon, that Machleika Shabirchan and Reish Lakish is in the Svar of the Chuli Mechalchel. So the Pshuta, you learn the Gemara, the Machleika is in Mitzias, is it Chuli Mechalchel? But if you were saying from the Ram and the Meiri, it could be everyone who goes to the holds of the Mitzias, that Chuli Mechalchel. Reish Lakish also agrees that with Mitzias it's Chuli Mechalchel. So Reish Lakish holds that we don't look at it as a shimmer together with the R. We have to don it by itself. And by itself, it doesn't have a chashivas of a shomer. The or does a good enough job that it's not lacking the addition of the other shomer of the siren. That's what we could say, al-der haram in the Meiri. However, the Ramban here is mavur that according to this lashon, where Shlokesh was mechadish at chuli mechalchel, says the Ramban that Rabbi Yechanan argues in the Metzias. Yechanan holds that the Metzias is not chuli mechalchel, therefore the Rabbi Yechanan, it's pashut, I can write fillin on it. You don't have to come out to this far of the Yoyver Olav, but Pashat, it's not Chachulim Mechalchel B'chlo. Another point here, is Nikr Machlikash Abiyachon Reish Lakish, whether it's a Yad, but everyone agrees that it's a Shomer. So Rashi says, even Rashi says that even though till now we found that a Shomer is always, as more Chomer than a Yad, it could also be Mitzarif, but there's also a Chomer in Yad over Shomer. That a Shomer is only when it's Shomer connected the Basar. Even if it's not connected to the basar, it's still machnas u'mayitzi tuma. That's Rashi Bayas. The Rashi quotes from the Gemara earlier on in Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. That's mavur azay. Connected a basar me'acharav. Only when it's connected a basar, that's when you have the din of shomer. Also, Teis later on in Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, Tifri Maschal Tor. Teis also mavur this chiddush that shomer is only when it's connected to the basar. However, in the Rambam, it's a mashma this way. In the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Sharav Satuma Locha Zayin, says that if a person touches the Atzomois or the Karnayim, Hoiste, or the Or that's Mechubar in the Basar, he's Tamei. The Rambam doesn't make any mention that the Or has to be connected to the Basar. The Rambam says as long as Or is Mechubar Babasar. Found in the Das Yosef in Maseches Uksin, also makes a seek in the Rambam. The Rambam never mentions anywhere that needs Kineged HaBosar. It's mashma in the Rambam that a Shemer, even Shaloi Kineged HaBosar, is still Tomei. Rashi Tais bring a Gemara earlier, not this way. The Gemara says that Kineged HaBosar. Das HaRambam, we could say that Gemara is in the Havamina, before we knew the din of Shemer. So we thought that even Kineged HaBosar was going to be Tor. But once you learn out there's a din of shomer, then everything is considered a shomer, and even the or shaloi connected the basar is tummy. Shalos, what's the pshat? The or that's not connected the basar, the ma'is is not shomer it. So why should I be magnus and ma'iti tuma? So ma'is of the Rambam in there in Perek Aleph Halacha Dain of Shar Abbas Atuma, the Rambam brings from the Tesefta that a person that touches the morak or the tavlin of an avela is tummy. Also, the Marek and Tavlin are Machnes U'Maytzi Tuma. The Mice of Marek and Tavlin are not a Shemer and not a Yad. You can't pick up the Nevela with the soup. And also, it's not Shemer the Nevela. So why is it Machnes U'Maytzi Tuma? We see in the Tzrana Yisoid, very much Yisoid in this Perek. And the Inyan of Yodis is not Dafka, something that actually used to grab onto the Oichel. The Inyan of Yodis is something which is Mishami and Oichel. Because of Mishamish the Oichel, or the person that gives it a Teres Yad. So who had in Cain, who had in the Marek and the Tavlin? Which is Vadim Mishamish the Oichel, Harim Mavur in our Mishnah, the Minstar for Tumas Oichlin, the Marek and the Tavlin. They become a Chelik of the Oichel, so like Garam Yodais. It's also called Tzarchichem. It's not exerts a Kosov of Yodais. You need Lechot Tzarchichem. The Marek and Tavlin are also considered included in Lechot Tzarchichem. Well, it's also Tais in Nazir, and Aflam and Vav, and Aleph, the Rimas called Omar, says that Shum and Shemen of Chulin, which is not a mikvah of Truma, and you have spices on your oatmeal, so the spices are also considered a Yad, Tais says. See that Indian of Yad is Lav Dafka, something that used to grab onto the food, but something that's Mishamish the food. Spices on top of a food is also Mishamish the food. That's some Choshev Yisoid in the Indian of Yadis. Can you say it also in the Yege Aryeh, Sefer from the Baal Teres Raim and the Ebek Bracha, who also a Sefer on Shas, and some Masechet is called Yege Aryeh, in the end of Masechet's Pura. He says it's Yisoid, that Yad doesn't mean Dafka to grab onto the food, but Yad means anything which is Mishamish the food. He's Mechiach this from the Rambam and the Rash in the end of Masechet's Uksin, that the pit of a fruit is considered a Yad. Even though you can't grab onto the food from the pit. But because it's necessary for the food, so it also is a dinyan. One of that, he said the Rambam here by Marek and Tavlin, and Taisus and Nazir, by Shum and Shemen, that all these are considered Yad, or Loigaram Yad. So maybe we could, Apidit Yisoid, we could understand the Rambam also by Or. That the Or is considered a chilek of the Oichel, the Basar. Even if it's not actually being Shemerit, you have Or which is Shaloi Keneged, the Basar. But the whole Or is considered a chilek of the Basar. So it has a teres shomer to it, or at least lo yigara miyad, and therefore it can be machnas u'maytzi tuma. The Rambam Maisa is there in Sharas Tuma is talking about nevela. So by nevela it's tuma chamura. So anyway, the whole nidin is gabi lachnas u'maytzi tuma. Could be that to be mitztarif might need to actually be mitshomer on it, but at least gabi lachnas u'maytzi tuma. The fact that the or is considered is mechubar to the basar, is considered lechol tzarchichem. Meila can be machnas u'maytzi tuma. But the shadow that in our circuit mavur not this way. In our circuit mavur, that it needs to be kineged. But if not, what's enough to mean of yad or a shemer? More wants the need to be a yad. What's the problem if it's a shemer and not a yad? Even when it's a shemer, it's even if it's shaloi kineged, it should be metame. Muchach that has to be kineged. That was the raya of Rashi. But it's also a mishnah later on, the mishnah of kufchav dalid says that the saira is only when it's kinegdoi. When it's not kinegdoi, it's not. Why not? Hare, if it works. As a shomer, so let it work even when it's shaloi kinegdoi. We have to say that there's an afkamina between saira and or. The Rambam only says that by or, even when it's shaloi kinegdoi, it's machnas u'maytzi tuma. But Saira has to be dafka kenegdai. What's the chiluk? There's a matzias like a chiluk here between or and Saira. Or is the Yisrael considered a chiluk of the basar? The more in Zvachim that could give him a base, because Mokam ha'or ha'ilich achar ha'basar. The or is always considered a tofel and a shaykh to the basar. And there was even a havamina that the or should be metame betumas nevelois. We learned that in the pasuk of binyan v'lasa that it's not metame. The or is considered a chelik of the basar. So the or, which is a chefs of the basar, that the Rambam holds that even shaloykin egg at the basar is machnis and moitzi tuma. A shaking Saira is not considered a chelik of the basar, even though the Gemara says chulchuli mechalchel. But be soy, that's not a chelik of the oichel and the basar. So by Saira, the only way it's going to work is if it's being shemir kenegdoi. By Saira, the Rambam agrees to Rashi and Tosis. You need it to be shemir kenegdoi. But an or, which is shaykh to the, which is a chelik of the basar, see, when it's not kenegdoi, it could still be machnis and moitzi tuma. Arkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.